Humor and Dialect by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Christmas on the Plantation. It was Christmas Eve, I mind, hit for a mighty gloomy day. Both de weather and de people, not a one of us was gay. Course, you'll think that's mighty funny, twell I try to mek hit clear. For a doc is allus happy when de holidays is near. But we wasn't, for dat mornin' master told us we must go. He'd been payin' us since freedom, but he couldn't pay no mo'. He wasn't never used to plannin', fo' he got so poor and old. So he gwine to give up tryin', and de homestead must be sold. I can see him now standin' there upon de steps as clear as day, with de wind a kind of fallin' through his hair all thin and gray. And I remember how he trembled when he said, "It's hard for me not to make your Christmas brighter, but I allow it won't to be." Oh, de women was a-cryin', and de men, too, on de sly, and I noticed something shinin' even in old master's eye. But we all stood still to listen as old Ben come from de crowd, and spoke up, tryin' to steady down his voice and make it loud. "Look here, master, I's been servin' you for lo these many years, and now since we's got freedom and you's kind of poor, it 'pears that you want us all to leave you 'cause you don't think you can pay. If my memory hasn't fooled me, seemed that what I heard you say. In other words, you wants us to forget that you's been kind, and as soon as you was helpless, we's to leave you here behind. Well, if that's the way this freedom acts on people white or black, you can just tell Mr. Lincoln for to take his freedom back. We gwine walk this old plantation for whatever we can get, for I knew it did support us, and the place can do it yet. Now the land is yours, the hands is ours, and I reckon we'll be brave, and we'll bear as much as you do when we has to scrape and save." Old Masters stood there trembling, but a-smiling through his tears. And then it seemed just natural-like, the place for rang with cheers. And soon as day was quiet, someone started soft and low, "Praise God!" and then we all joined in, from whom all blessings flow. Well, there wasn't no use of trying, our minds was sought to stay, and poor old master couldn't plead, nor beg, nor drive us away, and all at once it seemed to us the day was bright again. So everyone was gay that night, and watched the Christmas in. The End of Christmas on the Plantation by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Let to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.